This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Lok Sabha will take up further discussions on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. Besides general discussions on the Union Budget for 2026-27 is also listed in today's business of Lok Sabha. Meanwhile, in the Rajya Sabha, further discussions on the motion of thanks to the President's address is listed in today's business of the House. Union Minister of Corporation Amit Shah will launch Bharat Taxi, India's first cooperative-based ride-hailing platform in New Delhi today. We have a report from a correspondent.
The launch of Bharat Taxi is in line with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Sahkar Se Samriddhi and marks a significant step towards strengthening the cooperative sector while promoting citizen-centric mobility solutions. The platform will operate on a zero-commission, surge-free pricing model with profits directly shared with drivers. It also prioritizes the social security of Sarathis through health and accident insurance, retirement savings, and a dedicated driver support system. As part of its focus on women's safety and empowerment, Bharat Taxi has introduced initiatives like Sarathi Didi and Bike Didi, under which more than 150 women drivers have joined the platform so far. During the launch event, the top 6 performing Sarathis since the soft launch of Bharat Taxi will also be honored for their outstanding contributions. Soumya Sharan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a visit to a home district Mayurbhanj in Odisha, will visit the Simlipal Tiger Reserve this evening. On the fifth day of a six-day tour of the state, she will offer prayers at the Sri Jagannath Temple in Rairangpur this morning. The two-day Black Swan Summit India, organized by the Odisha government under the Bharat Netra initiative, is beginning from today in Bhubaneswar. The summit seeks to position Odisha as an emerging hub for artificial intelligence, fintech and insurtech, while translating the state's vision 2036-2047 into practical implementation in digital finance and advanced technologies. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to grace the summit tomorrow, along with Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi. Seychelles President Patrick Amini, on his first official visit to India, arrived at Chennai early this morning. He was given a warm welcome by the State Minister Madhivendan and top officials of the state government. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during his five-day visit to India, President Amini will visit President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. The State Cancer Society of Meghalaya organized a second Meghalaya Cancer Conclave in Shillong with the participation of doctors from across the state and officials of the Health Department. Addressing the conclave, Health and Family Welfare Minister Wailad Miki Shila said the conclave serves as a reminder of the varied challenges faced by patients and emphasized that the society must not shy away from confronting the growing burden of cancer. In a video message, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said the mission focuses on screening eligible populations and detecting cancer at an early stage. The Indian equity markets posted sharp losses today, tracking poor global cues and weakness in metal stocks. Sensex lost 444 points to reach 83,373, while Nifty declined 139 points to settle at 25,637 when reports last came in. United States and Russia are no longer bound by the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, New START, which expired yesterday, raising global security concerns. The pact, signed in 2010 and extended to 2026, limits deployed nuclear warheads and strategic delivery systems. The treaty entered into force on February 5, 2011, with an original validity period of 10 years and was later extended to February 5, 2026. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres called the lapse a grave moment for international peace and security. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final at the BCS Stadium in Vadodara today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.